Savannah Jane Buffett by my side. Steve Huntington here on Sirius Radio Margaritaville. Good choice there.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're both deadheads,
to
too.
Dave. I know.
Yeah, exactly. And we're minutes away from a show here on stage featuring Jimmy Buffett and his Coral Reefer Band. I thought I saw Jake.
You
Jake Shimabukuro.
He did. He's in town. He's experiencing his first Jazz Fest, and he's tired.
Yeah,
he played with the Radiators last night, and tonight he plays with Keller Williams. He's got a 2 a.m. show. So.
And right now I'll play with Jimmy Buffett.
He'll play
Bill
with Payne, Jimmy
of
Buffett.
Course, is here from Little Feet, as we have our Little Feet concert tonight. Now, if you just happen to be tuning in, which is certainly possible with serious people going up and down the dial or whatever, and you go, what have I stumbled upon?
What could this be?
This is Radio Margaritaville, and we are live backstage with a Jimmy Buffett concert just minutes away. And then tonight, like 5 hours from now, we are going to do Little Feet live in a private gig at the Margaritaville Cafe in the French Quarter on Decatur Street. Don't try and come in. Just try and tune in. Don't miss a note. You were just mentioning Billy Payne, and there's just not a finer gentleman around in the world of music.
Oh,
and
he's such a great guy.
Yeah. And I think that's a key reason that he's been such a welcome contributor to the Coral Reefer Band whenever it fits his already busy schedule.
I know, whenever he graces us with his presence. But he's been fun. He's been on the road with us, and I had a great time talking to him. He's got some good stories. He's such a sweet guy.
Done it all. Played with James Taylor, Nicolette Larson, and so many more. Recorded with him, toured with him. Little Feet active over most of the last 35 years, but not all. There were some times when they right after Lowell George died that they weren't playing together.
Right.
And Bill has done all of that wonderful stuff. And it's coming full circle. I mean, there's going to be a feed album that Mac McAnally has co-produced.
Oh, that's going to be really good. Yeah.
You probably heard some of it.
I've heard a few things. They've let me hear a few things, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Done in part, at least, at the Shrimp Boat Sound.
Yeah, a lot of stuff down at Shrimp Boat.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff. So it's so cool the way all of this stuff keeps going and fits together, and incredible musicians get added to the fold. You know, Mac is a perfect example.
Oh,
guy
Mac
who,
McAnally.
Yeah.
He's another fun one. He went to Parliament last night. I was so impressed with him. I didn't make, there's too many choices, but Parliament Funkadelic played last night. A bunch of the crew went over there.
That's
I heard
good.
It was pretty fun.
I saw him about 5-6 months ago. Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton.
About a year, but
and our stage manager worked for them prior to Jimmy Buffett. So how's that for a one-two punch?
I know Tom Batista. I found that out the other night. I was so impressed by that. That's got to be a tough group to tour manage.
Absolutely. We are just minutes away from our live concert with Jimmy Buffett, and you picked out a New Orleans song. We got time to fit it in. I guess we'll always cut it.
We'll cut it off if Jimmy walked
up. But of course, that's not going to happen because we're seconds away from the stage. But we'll cut it off if we need to.
Yeah.
But meantime, let's hear that tinkly beginning from the Doobie Brothers.